Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Words, Shir number 45. Last year, we talked about a person shouldn't insult somebody and then say it's your fault for taking offense. That's in Shir number 44. Number 45, we'll start a little bit with the same vein, similar vein, saying it's your fault that I insulted you. I mean, you provoked me. In other words, some people who insult others tend to blame the person that they are insulting because they did something or said something that led to the insult. After they insult someone, they'll rationalize it, that I know as Devarim, by saying, it's your fault. I insulted you because you did this. I insulted you because you did that. And you can't do that. Take responsibility for your own behavior. When you blame somebody for causing you to insult him, you're in essence saying, I didn't have free will on the matter. Because of your actions, your words, I turned into a robot. I have no control over my words that came out of my mouth. You provoked me. That's what you're saying. Put in this form, you can see how phony this is. It's true. In some situations, you will need willpower. If somebody is annoying you, or you feel that they're really bothering you, and you feel you have a legitimate reason to blast them, yes, it'll take willpower to have the self-discipline to hold back from throwing out an insult at that person. But you always have the ability to remain silent. You always have the ability to avoid Einoas Devarim. You have the choice. Because you have the choice, you're responsible for what you say. And therefore, by having the courage to take responsibility for what you say, you'll be able to refrain from Einoas Devarim until you overcome this Midah. This is a similar vein of what we spoke about in the previous year. Now, in jobs and professions that necessitate interactions with other people, need a special carefulness to be careful how to talk to those people. This is true especially of a person whose job is very frustrating. A nurse, as an example, tending to people or elderly people, they could get cranky. They could even be abusive sometimes. It's difficult. It's not simple. Or in a stressful work situations and you have to interact with people. It's not easy. It is an assignment. But when you dispense verbal kindness along to whatever thing you're doing in that service to other people, you have a tremendously positive effect on the lives of those people. And by helping other people with your verbal kindness, with your chesed, with your words, you'll find that you'll uplift that other person, but you'll also be able to uplift yourself. Now, there are certain professions that need a greater special care in how they word things to others. If someone has to prepare, for example, financial statements, and that's what they're doing, they're working on accounting stuff, working on that, at that point that they're doing that, they're not really interacting with people. So it's not such a strong necessity. Or if someone's giving tax advice or someone's giving type of business advice type of things, it's a little less, you know, risky. However, when you're dealing with other types of stressful jobs that pertain to dealing with people often, example would be the practitioners of medicine, like surgeons and dentists and nurses and people in those fields that deal with people all the day, the therapists, the OTs, the PTs, and so on, the educators, the mechanchim, the teachers. And so then when you're under stress, you're dealing with people all the time, it's harder, or a waiter, a waitress in a restaurant and so on. So in those cases, the kind words that show understanding and concern are of the most utmost importance. And jobs that necessitate dealing with complaints of others, that's a very highly stressful job. Like human resources can be very, very difficult. It's very hard to be bombarded constantly with anger and with resentment and with complaints. And people in these fields, it's a big opportunity, but it's hard. But they need to view each encounter as a challenge to become more skillful in dealing with difficult people in a creative way. Learn from other people in similar fields, how they handle this. And that's a very important thing to work through. Another thing that is very difficult that people fall through is making jokes, the joke syndrome. Basically, you patter einas dvaram by just saying, I'm just joking. And all kinds of practical jokes that cause other people emotional distress is usser. Right? Someone's afraid of snakes and you throw a rubber snake there, or a bug, a phony bug, and you throw it in a cup, so on and so forth. It's just a joke, right? But if they're suffering, even momentarily, it's wrong. You tell people false information as a joke, it's wrong. You tell somebody who's in stocks, oh, the stocks just dropped 500 points, and their heart almost comes out, or a war broke out, and when it didn't, that's a einas dvarim. Jokes that will make a person uncomfortable should not be told. Not to make fun of particular people in jokes. Not to say ethnic jokes about the backgrounds that they are in. And so on and so forth. Crying out for help as a practical joke is also dangerous and einas dvarim, like the boy who cried wolf. You scream out for help, just joking. They feel deceived, they feel foolish, and it's also dangerous because they will not take you seriously in case a real emergency arises. Like that story, the boy who cried wolf. And if someone who was fooled this way, they won't come to the rescue of another person in a similar situation. They'll think it's going to be fake. And again, you're going to rationalize, whoa, you can't take a joke. Take away my nachas by not being able to joke like that. The answer is, regardless, if someone else suffers from a joke, it is not right to get pleasure by causing them pain. It's never right to get pleasure by causing other people pain. If you are creative enough to make jokes, then you use those talents to uplift people, to use your humor in an uplifting way. For example, a person who enjoys practical jokes may be tempted to plan a few with a few friends. When they approach them and tell them that they look terrible, when he looks really well, but they'll feel worse. Or you could build them up. Positive reinforcement, confidence, better self-image. I remember Agav, the certain comedies in the 50s and 60s that they had were of real healthy humor that brought out the best. These days, it's very sarcastic, very crude. A person, as a comedian, they're very vulgar and harsh and outrageous, and that is an issue. So again, be careful with jokes that distress. It's not a small matter. Another thing is to recognize that'll help a lot with these type of nisyonos. Is that when you refrain from doing something that the Torah disallows, it's a mitzvah. You're holding back on einas dvarim. You hold back from insulting somebody when you have a cheshek to do so. You hold back from verbally causing a person distress. You're being mekayim, a mitzvah, at that moment. And the greater your appreciation for mitzvahs, the greater your simcha will be when the opportunity arises to do such a mitzvah. And that simcha should at least be a little stronger than the positive feeling you may get when you insult somebody. You have to train yourself that way. You give yourself a pat on the back and you feel nachas on the fact that I could have hurt the person. I may have even had a cheshik to say this joke or this thing that would cause the person to turn red in the face and distress, and I held back. And the holding back should give you simcha. The more joy you experience when you refrain from einas dvarim, the less chance there will be that you'll be over on einas dvarim. So that comes, it's like a simcha shel mitzvah. It's no different. It may seem different because one's active and one's passive. For example, the simcha of putting on tefillin, the simcha of shaking a lulav and esrig is tremendous when you think about it and contemplate it. The simcha of holding back and not hurting someone when you could have should develop a deep simcha in your heart. And that keeps you going and gives you motivation not to be over on einas dvarim and not to hurt anyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.